Members of Frisco Unleaded say environmental regulatory agencies have long known about lead contamination at the Exide plant, but they haven't done enough to make sure it's cleaned up quickly. Colette McCadden of Frisco Unleaded says the group on Monday notified Exide and regulatory agencies that it plans to file a lawsuit in 90 days.
Our goal is to force Exide to remediate the property that the actual plant sits on to the highest level that is possible. And unfortunately, to date, the TCEQ and the EPA have not enforced the law.
Last May, the state's environmental agency, the TCEQ, inspected the Exide plant and found elevated concentrations of lead and battery chips in the soil. Inspectors also found liquid seeping into an area near Stewart Creek. In September, the TCEQ told Exide it was working on a formal enforcement order. Citizens believe that order should have been in place by now. But the TCEQ's Terry Clausen says the process takes time. The TCEQ is waiting on Exide to provide an inventory of all the contamination at the site.
They will do a cleanup plan, and TCEQ ensures people that the ongoing remediation of the site is going to be conducted in accordance with all state and federal regulations. And we're going to continue monitoring for all current and potential environmental issues.
The federal EPA says it's also awaiting Exide's report so it can order a specific cleanup plan, and Exide says it's cooperating with both government agencies. But the citizens say the pace of progress is so slow they could be living with lead contamination for years. They believe the courts will ensure a quicker, more thorough cleanup. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.